Good morning. High pressure remains in control across interior New York and New England, and a clear night last night with light winds. Temperatures drop back, and it's a chilly start to the day across the region, but a wide range of temperatures also, with a lot of locations waking up in the lower to mid-30s, but some spots are even in the upper 30s and lower 40s to start the day. Most, if not all of us, will have a good deal of sunshine through the morning drive, and temperatures will begin to climb. A southerly wind will increase and become gusty through the afternoon, and this will help push temperatures well into the 60s for afternoon highs. A storm system along the Atlantic coast will slide up the eastern seaboard during the day, and we'll have an increase in mainly high and mid-level clouds for the afternoon, filtering out some of the sunshine, although the weather will stay dry right on through the evening. Overnight tonight, as that system draws closer, clouds will thicken and showers will break out from south to north after midnight. Showers will turn into a steadier rain as we approach sunrise with overnight lows in the 40s. That rain will continue throughout the day tomorrow as the system along the coast teams up with some upper-level energy that'll be pivoting through the Great Lakes. As a result, the combination of the two will lead to some heavier bursts of rain in the middle of the day as well, and high temperatures will be on the cooler side with the clouds and wet weather and stay in the 50s. As this system pivots through the region, we'll be left with mostly cloudy skies and debris on Thursday. Still the risk of a few showers with highs staying in the 50s before we go back to the 60s and a mix of sun and clouds on Friday. Heading into the weekend, it looks a bit unsettled on Saturday with another weak disturbance pivoting through. The chance of showers with highs in the upper 50s and dry on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds staying in the middle 50s for afternoon highs. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving storm over the southeast will move northward to the northern mid-Atlantic coast by this evening. The system will produce showers and thunderstorms along and ahead of an associated front over parts of the southeast coast and the Florida Peninsula. A few strong storms are possible with daytime heating south of a warm front along the coastal plain of North Carolina. Also, heavy rain in this area may result in excessive runoff and flash flooding. And upper-level energy will drop southward across the central high plains today with a belt of 50 to 70 knot mid-level westerly winds. This system will help drive a cold front southward into eastern parts of New Mexico and the Texas Panhandle during the day. Instability will increase across West Texas during the evening into the overnight, supporting a few strong to severe thunderstorms. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 30 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 40 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 45 degrees, the dew point 26, 48% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.36 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Needles, California, to a low of 15 at Estacourt Station, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny, lower 60s, Boston, sunny, in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 69 degrees, the low 30, the average temperature 50, that's 1 degree below normal. No precipitation yesterday, still 2.4 inches of snow for the month, which is still 3/10 of an inch of snow above normal, and 77.3 inches of snow for the season, which is 17.3 inches above normal. There were 15 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 602, that's 173 above normal, and 6,095 for the season, which is 207 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 62 degrees. The average low, 40. The record high, 81, set in 2001 and in 1885. And the record low, 25, in 1965. Sunrise this morning at 6 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:48 p.m. 13 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. Increasing clouds with showers moving in late tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, becoming breezy with sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today and highs in the mid-60s. Thickening clouds tonight with showers moving in late at night and lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy today with increasing clouds during the afternoon and highs in the mid-60s. Thickening clouds tonight with showers moving in after midnight and lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy for a while, then increasing and thickening clouds through the afternoon with temperatures topping out in the mid-60s. Thickening clouds with showers moving in late tonight and lows in the middle and upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Becoming breezy with sunshine giving way to increasing high clouds today and highs in the middle and upper 60s. Thickening clouds with showers moving in late tonight and lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy and cooler with a steady rain, highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, cool on Thursday, a few showers, mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds into the lower 60s on Friday. Mostly cloudy, a chance of a shower Saturday, upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday in the mid-50s and back to the 60s with mostly sunny skies on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.